I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House, but I know that this won't change anything.
Rioters smashed windows and set things on fire. But with some, the anger took a more morbid turn. Death wishes for Trump started pouring in. Social media director of a news site publicly expressed his hope for the president to die soon. A school teacher was filmed in her classroom, mockingly shooting President Donald Trump as a live feed was projected of his inauguration ceremony. The Secret Service is probing a woman in Kentucky who tweeted a call for someone to assassinate the president. Some may consider a death wish to the president a form of protest. Others don't.
It's being owned by people, boldface names in the news and celebrities, who normally would not ever say something like this. So it's, I think, clearly a reflection on the highly polarized state of the United States at this point.
Regardless of one's position on Trump's policies, there's something very wrong about people publicizing their desire for the president to die, especially considering the U.S. has a history of leaders' assassinations. In Washington, I'm Ganesh Chagyan, RT.